Energy giant Entergy's decision to close the Fitzpatrick nuclear power plant in Oswego County, despite pleas from elected officials and residents, has been a blow to the community. 615 people will eventually lose their jobs, but the news also sent shockwaves through New York's electricity markets. David Summerstein reports on what the loss of the nuclear plant says about the New York State power grid.
Plants like Fitzpatrick, right on the shore of Lake Ontario, are the workhorses of the grid. Nuclear plants are powerful. In New York, four plants produce almost a third of the state's electricity. And they're reliable in the frigid polar vortex when natural gas and coal can go cold, and in the heat of summer when wind dies down. But Chris Gadomski of Bloomberg New Energy Finance says in deregulated electricity markets, nuclear doesn't get paid a bonus for that reliability.
To have a technology that can be dispatchable any time of day that's carbon-free is almost is a premium type of electricity, and the nuclear power industry is not being compensated adequately for that.
Hydropower is in a similar situation. And there's another pricing problem. Wind power can bid very low because it gets federal subsidies. Sometimes wind offers its electricity for negative prices to be the lowest bidder. These pricing problems are factors in Fitzpatrick going offline. But the biggest reason is cheap natural gas from the nearby Marcellus Shale driving down prices. Fitzpatrick Nuclear is projected to lose $60 million bidding against electricity plants powered by natural gas.
Natural gas is making it very rough for the nuclear plants, not just in our town, in our county, but throughout the United States. This is just getting tougher and tougher.
Ken Burdick is supervisor of the town of Scriba, home to Fitzpatrick and near the two 9-mile nuclear reactors. People around here pay close attention to energy markets. So when Entergy announced the closure, it wasn't a surprise, but it hurt all the same.
It's almost a nightmare. It's like a punch in the guts when something like this happens.
At Scriba Meats, just down the road from Fitzpatrick, owner Rebecca Swenskowski's grinding up their famous bacon burger.
It's got 4 pounds of bacon and 10 pounds of beef.
The nuclear workers make good money. They buy their lunches and dinners here, and they spring for luxuries, too. It turns out many nuclear workers are into exotic game meats. Swenskowski says they've become a big seller here.
Alligator was one of the things that we were asked for. We got in the turtle, the alligator, the rattlesnake, and then from there people started to ask a little more for the ostrich. And
one thin rattlesnake fillet, by the way, $14. The plant closing will cost the region $75 million in payroll alone. Swenskowski says everyone's going to feel that economic pain.
The trickle-down effect between our business, other businesses, people getting laid off. They're going to have to probably sell their houses, move away.
Fitzpatrick is one of four nuclear plants in the Northeast closing over 5 years. Vermont Yankee closed last year. Nuclear's having better luck in other parts of the country, though. Five new reactors are set to go online by 2020, all in the Southeast, resulting in a 3,500 megawatt net increase in nuclear power nationwide. Allison McFarland is a professor at George Washington University and a former chairman of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. She says that that net increase, is important because nuclear doesn't contribute to climate change.
Nuclear in the United States provides almost 20% of our electricity supply, and that's carbon-free. So if we shut it off right now, we'd be in big trouble.
Environmentalists are divided over whether to embrace nuclear as a solution to climate change. Many say closing nuclear plants is good because they're too dangerous and divert money from renewables like wind and solar. And Congress still hasn't dealt with how to store nuclear waste long term. There is an elephant in the room here. Entergy also owns Indian Point Nuclear in the Hudson Valley. It's much more profitable because it's a double reactor and gets higher prices because it's closer to the New York City market. But Governor Cuomo says it's too dangerously close to New York City in case of a meltdown like what happened in Japan, and he wants to shut it down. Still, neither company nor state officials say Indian Point is affecting the Fitzpatrick decision.
I'm David Summerstein for WRVO News.